Good afternoon. Welcome back to 3Tune Tuesday for Tuesday, August the 8th. I am your host, Bonaparte, and you are listening to 3Tune Tuesday on Blind Skeleton 1 Radio. You have found your way to my cozy virtual cottage in the countryside. Please do come on in, have a seat, and make yourself comfortable. There are more than enough oversized, very well-cushioned Victorian chairs for all. 3Tune Tuesday is my way of sharing the magic of acoustically recorded music that was recorded before roughly 1924 or 25. All of these gems and songs are from my personal collection here in the Blind Skeleton Library, each one very carefully selected to bring you a mix of familiar favorites and some hidden treasures. Some may have a few scratches and pops, but one thing they all have in common is they do have a great deal of character and charm. So close your eyes, sit back, and let yourself be transported back in time with me to the 1920s. Today, in fact, come with me back to the year 1905. By 1905, the world was on the brink of numerous technological and cultural revolutions, and the music industry was no exception. The early 20th century was a period of transformation, innovation, and exploration in the realm of music. Thomas Edison's invention of the phonograph had been around for nearly three decades by this point. However, it was during the early 1900s that the device began to really gain widespread popularity. The phonograph transformed music from a live, ephemeral experience into something that could be captured, preserved, and replayed at will across the entire nation wherever a person might be. This shift had profound implications for musicians, producers, and consumers alike. While recorded music was on the rise, sheet music was still the dominant way that most people engaged with music. Families and friends would gather around the piano in their parlor, singing and playing the latest hits. Music publishers churned out vast quantities of sheet music, and the concept of the hit song was born. Songs became popular not just in one locale, but across the entire country thanks to the distribution of these sheets. In 1905, the Victor Talking Machine Company, founded by Eldridge R. Johnson, was at the forefront of the phonograph industry. Having introduced the iconic Victrola record player a few years earlier, the company was experiencing rapid growth and success. Their trademark image, the His Master's Voice logo featuring a dog named Nipper listening intently to a phonograph, had become synonymous with quality and innovation in recorded music. Victor's records, with their distinctive black and gold labels, were highly sought after, and the company had exclusive contracts with some of the biggest musical talents of the day. Their factory and headquarters in Camden, New Jersey, was a hub of activity, producing thousands of phonographs and records to meet the growing demand. The company's emphasis on both technological advancement and artistic excellence positioned it as a dominant force in the music industry, setting standards that would influence the world of recorded sound for decades to come. So all of the three songs that we have today are on the Victor label, and they are all from 1905. Our first song of the day is Traviata Duetto from Verdi's La Traviata. Verdi's La Traviata is one of the most celebrated operas in the classical repertoire. Its duets are particularly renowned for their emotional depth and musical brilliance. The Traviata duetto captures the essence of the opera's tragic love story, weaving together the voices of the two protagonists in a harmonious yet heart-wrenching melody. This 1905 record, with a number of 61138, features Madame Mikhailova and Mr. Davidow in a testament to the era's dedication to preserving the grandeur of classical performances. Madame Mikhailova's soprano voice, paired with Mr. Davidow's tenor, brings a unique richness and authenticity to the duet. Their rendition captures the raw emotion and technical prowess that Verdi's composition demands. This particular recording, with what would have been originally a very crisp sound quality, stands as a shining example of the early 20th century efforts to immortalize great operatic works on record. Today, this particular record is well over 100 years old, and its crisp sound quality has faded somewhat as, you know, various scratches and imperfections have made its way onto the record. But that really does just continue to give it a really timeless quality. So here at Plan Skeleton, we enjoy not just classic, vintage, antique 78 RPM music played on vintage, time period appropriate phonographs, but we appreciate a variety of vintage legacy art and media techniques. Film photography, old-time radio shows, and old black and white and silent movies are all part of our repertoire. Be sure to check out our website at blindskeleton.one to enjoy a variety of audio and visual art, including, of course, 24/7 streaming of old-time radio, before and after each of these live streams. But that is not all. Mark your calendars for the second and fourth Wednesday of every month at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, when I host a show called Electric Dreams. Electric Dreams is the counterpart to Three Tune Tuesday. It's an hour-long extravaganza where I dive into the world of early electrically recorded music from the years roughly 1927 to 1937, give or take a year or two, as opposed to the acoustically recorded era that we play here on Three Tune Tuesday. And of course, Three Tune Tuesday continues to air every Tuesday at noon. To stay up to date with all of our latest news, be sure to visit our website for blog posts and other updates. There are links to our sister site at Skeleton Brew, as well as links to our presence on various social media. Please do go check it out, give us a follow, and give us a share. Share the good Blind Skeleton word with others. The 1905 was a melting pot of musical styles. The classical world saw the likes of composers such as Claude Debussy and Sergei Rachmaninoff. Meanwhile, early strains of jazz began to emerge as well, especially in New Orleans, blending African rhythms, blues, and brass band music. Now, in 1905, the recording industry was still really focused on a lot of the classics as well as some vaudeville comedy. The breadth of music available live had not yet made its way to the recorded media, as the companies were looking to take advantage of what they knew would absolutely sell. So to follow that up, we have a song by John Philip Sousa and Sousa's band. John Philip Sousa, often referred to as the March King because of all of the marches that his band recorded, was definitely a dominant figure in American music at the turn of the 20th century. By 1905, Sousa had already composed many of his most famous marches, including the really famous Stars and Stripes Forever, as well as the Washington Post. In this year, 1905, he continued to lead his renowned Sousa Band, which he had founded in 1892 after leaving the U.S. Marine Band. The ensemble embarked on extensive national and international tours, introducing audiences to Sousa's signature blend of military marches, light classical pieces, and some popular tunes of the day. 1905 also saw Sousa delving into operatic composition, with works such as The Freelance showcasing his versatility beyond marches. Throughout the period, Sousa's influence was not just limited to his compositions. He was a staunch advocate for composers' rights and played a pivotal role in the creation of copyright legislation. Die Meistersinger von Nürnberg is one of Richard Wagner's most celebrated operas, and its overture is particularly renowned for its grandeur and melodic richness. This particular march, the Die Meistersinger March, encapsulates the spirit of the opera, capturing its majestic themes in a condensed form. Sousa's band, of course under the leadership of Sousa, brought their own distinctive flair to this classic piece. Their rendition was recorded on the Victor Records label under number 31427 and is really a testament to the ensemble's versatility. While the band was primarily known for its rousing marches, this particular recording showcased their ability to adeptly navigate the complexities of classical compositions as well. The brass and woodwinds intertwine seamlessly, delivering Wagner's intricate harmonies with precision and passion. This particular version by Sousa's band remains a treasured experience for music aficionados the world round.
Thank you.
Before we get into our last song of the day, I'd like to spend a few moments to talk about some exciting things we have going on here at Bland Skeleton and at Skeleton Brew. Over at Skeleton Brew, we've recently added a couple of new roasts to our collection of coffees. We've added a sweet blonde espresso roast. It's a nice light roast, sweet and blonde in color. Great for your morning espresso. We've also added a very robust Colombian roast, perfect for those who like their pour-overs first thing in the morning. Coming up very soon, we've got three special Halloween flavors to be shared. Of course, here at Bland Skeleton, it is always Halloween, but now being August, it's time for everyone else to begin to get ready for that special season as well. Now, in addition to that, we've also started a corporate and organizational gifting program. Everybody has mugs. Nobody needs another t-shirt. So if you're looking for a unique gift for your customers, friends, or organizational members for Christmas, we have a great idea in gifting coffee. Please do go check out Skeleton Brew under Corporate Gifts. We are also now, in addition to that, offering subscriptions so your coffee mug need never run dry. And of course, if you just want a really good coffee, go ahead and order a package of really good coffee from Skeleton Brew. We've got a number of roasts and a variety of flavors, one of which is certainly sure to meet your desired palate. And of course, request a song to be played on the Bland Skeleton website, and we will send you a coupon for a 10% off purchase of coffee as well. Now, as we gear up to play our last song from this pivotal year on our Three Tune Tuesday livestream, I invite you to spend a couple of moments reflecting on the rich tapestry of sounds, stories, and histories that 1905 brought to the world. We're going to go back to Richard Wagner again and another one of his operas, Lohengrin, for our last song of the day. The song Lohengrin's Narrative stands as one of the most poignant moments in the opera Lohengrin. And in this particular area, the title character, Lohengrin, reveals his mysterious origins, weaving a tale of heroism and divine intervention. This recording, on the Victor Records label, of course, with number 85090, features the tenor Ellison Van Hoose, whose voice captures the depth and emotion of the composition demanded by Wagner. Van Hoose's rendition is marked by its clarity, its passion, and its technical precision, bringing to life the haunting beauty of the aria. This particular recording, set against the backdrop of the early 20th century's burgeoning recording industry, serves as a testament to the era's dedication to preserving the grandeur of classical opera. For those who cherish Wagner's works and the golden age of phonograph recordings, von Hoose's interpretation of Lohengrin's Narrative remains an invaluable piece of musical history.
Thank you.
Okay, and that is our show for this week. Thank you so much for listening in, spending your lunch hour with me as we explore some early music. I very much appreciate each and every one of you spending the time with me. Be sure to tune in tomorrow night at 8:30 Eastern Time as we participate in Electric Dreams. We've got a great show lined up for you tomorrow as well. And of course, 3Tune Tuesday again next week at this time will again be live, where we will be exploring music from 1906. We'll be going through the years progressively up through 1924. It's sure to be a great time. In the meantime, please go check out what we've got for you on our website, blandskeleton.one. Go check out the coffees that I'm sure you will love at skeletonbrew.coffee, and have a fantastic day.